Hello, welcome to the Trout Gallery and to the exhibition Imagining the Divine, Religious Mythology and Art. I'm Abby Cottle, a senior archaeology and religion double major at Dickinson, and I curated this exhibition. The show combines my interests in world cultures and art with a desire to promote interfaith dialogue here at Dickinson College. The word myth has a negative connotation in modern parlance, and is typically associated with something believed to be false. For scholars of religion, however, myths are central to a faith. They are stories which embody the beliefs of a religion. Myths help to disseminate the ideas of a particular tradition and unite groups of believers who listen to them, share them, and often perform rituals in relation to them. This exhibition features objects from a variety of belief systems, all of which help to illuminate themes common in religious mythologies around the world. The first object we will examine is an example of an etiological myth, a type of myth that provides background information that helps individuals understand the present. It is also a story from Greek mythology. For many in the Western world, the word mythology and the tales of the Greek and Roman gods are almost synonymous. In this show, however, I hope to demonstrate how Greco-Roman myths are but one example of the many fascinating and important mythologies that shape religious beliefs around the world. In this engraving by 18th century French artist Bernard Picard, a classic Greco-Roman myth is depicted. Standing at the center of a pantheon of Greek gods who each hold his or her signature attribute, the figure of Pandora has just been created. She is the first woman, and her story provides the origin of womankind as well as the concepts of evil and hope. Pandora's name means all gifts, and in this image, we see her being endowed with various qualities by the gods who encircle her. According to Pandora's mythology, before she is sent down to Earth, she is given a mysterious jar, which she is told never to open. In the image, she holds the jar in her left hand. Pandora cannot resist the temptation to discover the contents of the jar, so she removes the lid, and bursting forth from the container are all the evils of the world, which fly away and populate the earth. Once emptied of disease, famine, war, and other tribulations, the only thing left in the jar sits at its very bottom. It is hope. Pandora, the first woman, saved this small bit of hope and passed it on to her children so that all humans might find solace in dark times.